guy said I wasn't going to do this anymore. Stay up late. Kind of defeats the purpose of getting up in the morning.
I know. It's a hard habit to break.
Usually I don't
stay up late. But it's like if I'm up after midnight, I'm just like,
what can I do now?
I still can't believe he was bitching around. He lied too. He said that he talked to Ron and all this other shit.
About what?
About the way they were feeling. Them being the only ones cleaning the house and all this other shit. I mean, what they don't realize is like, shit, when Ron gets home from work, I want to spend time with Ron because Ron usually doesn't get home till 9 or 10.
Yeah.
I'm like, he has to work for every little dime that he makes. You know?
Yeah.
He doesn't get any breaks.
Yeah. He's on salary and he can take leave. And
mm-hmm. He earns leave. He gets sick leave. We don't get shit.
I don't know. It is really hard living with another couple.
I mean, if we sit down and set some rules, which we never did, it could work. Yeah.
Mhm.
What it amounts to is mutual respect, and like Chris told Ron, he goes, nobody fucks with my lifestyle. I feel the exact same way, and all those bitches and complaints that he has, they're about my lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't realize that. And that's what I'm going to tell him.
Well, you know.
And the only way it's going to work is if we have respect for one another.
That's right. That's right.
And it doesn't mean going to our parents and complaining about one another. I'm going to tell him if you have any complaints, you talk to the person that you have the complaint about. I'm also going to suggest weekly house meetings to discuss such things.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, it would be a real good lesson for them, too, in self-assertiveness.
Yep.
You know, and especially the way, Pete gets himself into an uncomfortable situation or whatever, and his first reaction is to blow up about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because he lets it pile up.
Yep.
He doesn't do nothing positive about it, and then he just blows up.
And if something bothers you, you go and you... I was, like, last year, I was really proud of myself when I was asked to take over intermediate algebra.
Uh-huh.
And teach it. And I did. And I also went... And I asked for a raise instead of just sitting in the class and getting $5 an hour, I was now going to be up there teaching it.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of getting the $5 an hour, I ended up getting $15.
Really?
But I went and I asked. Now, if you put a situation like that to kids or to me, not because they're weak in character or anything, but because they're
babies.
Yeah. They hem and haw around and somebody else would have to talk for them, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. And this... Right now, I don't know if I should mention it to him or what, but... I'm feeling like he's taking me for granted.
Yeah. And he's rolling in it to me. And you know what the sad thing, the thing that really scares me, is that they're, at the rate they're going, and with all the breaks that they've gotten, they're never going to have hard times.
Hard times do train you.
Yep.
They do.
Like, I came over here to work with Danae, which is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do some translations for her and stuff.
Yeah.
Tonight. And, you know, I have to make at least $50 or so to make it worth my time. But, like, tonight, well, I called, you know, this thing was going on with Buck and everything. So I called, Tony's, or I called our house, and Tony answered the phone, and I said, where's, you know, is Ron there? And she said, no. When we were on our way to Chris's game, he was at Town Pump, and he asked what time we'd be home, and we said probably about 9. She said, then we went over to your grandma's, but, and we came back, and he wasn't here yet. So I called the Town Pump and asked if he was still in the casino. Of course he wasn't. He was on his way home. And I said, so I called Tony back, and I told her to have him call me when he got home. So I was in the bathtub and he called. I talked to him for a while, and he went, and he was really down about what I told him that Chris had said to me, and how I was so upset. He goes, why didn't you tell him to go and wake me up? I said, I did, and he wouldn't do it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He goes, they were sitting around getting all fucked up. He said, I went right to bed. He said, I didn't get done working until after 9.
Oh, man.
Is that 5-car pileup they had between Hardin and Grove?
Oh, shit, really? I didn't hear about it.
Yeah. Ron was single-handedly there. It's one wrecker.
Yeah. Seems like any time I've seen a wrecker out here, there's always 2 guys in there.
Everyone was gone when the call came in.
Oh.
And Jay's not supposed to go on those anymore because of his heart. So he had to send Ron by himself, and Ron was slowly pulling everybody out of the ditch.
Did they all hit each other, or just...
Kind of. A semi bumped a car and then went on 2 wheels and just about lost it, and then got back up on all its wheels again.
Oh. Did it land in the ditch?
Kind of. It was able to get out. But all the other cars that were in the direct vicinity all hit the ditch. And then there was 3 cars and the semi. And then this guy pulled up, and he was going to Piggy. Ooh, you remember Peggy White?
Yeah.
Her husband, Gary Big Hair?
Mm-hmm.
Him and her pulled up, and they were in the van. They stopped to ask Ron what happened. And here another car came and rear-ended them.
Oh.
And they ended up having to take Peggy White by helicopter to Burns.
Man, that's pretty bad.
I know. This darn dog keeps breathing and dreaming. I wonder if we should wake her up.
No, she'll get scared and want to go outside. She's kind of nervous, you know.
They say you can really mess up a dog by waking them up when they're dreaming.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So cold outside, but yet sometimes she insists on staying out there.
I know. You know what I was thinking of doing?
Huh?
I don't know, she's kind of shy, but I was wondering what it would be like to train her to pull a sled.
I don't know if she'd do it.
I don't know if she would either. She's kind of timid.
Mm-hmm. She doesn't trust too many people at all.
Yeah.
And you know another thing that kids had the audacity to bitch about?
What?
said, Tammy had to stay up all by herself and decorate the tree until 4 in the morning. And I even asked if we could put our ornaments on there, and they told me that there wouldn't be enough room.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Who said that?
She was probably lonely when she was doing it, you know? She probably was.
I sat up with her, and I was talking to her. She was doing all the decorating, and... what was I gonna do? She was just putting up the balls and everything. She'd say, "Where do you think this should go?" And so I was sitting there doing my welfare application. And I was just sitting there watching her, telling her where to put everything and whatnot.
Did you know Nikki wanted her own tree?
Yes.
And I forgot to bring it in. It's outside.
What are you gonna do with it?
She wants to set it up for her barbies. I was just going to use a tin can and put rocks in the bottom and just stick it in there. And you know what I did? I didn't want to waste a tree's life. So I just cut a branch off one. God, I fell up there.
Where'd you go to get them?
You know where Sarah and Arvella live?
Uh-huh.
Just around the corner. Remember that first cattle guard you go over?
Uh-huh.
I didn't even go over that.
You mean kind of like by the
right
tunnel?
Below the tunnel.
Oh.
And I just walked up, we just walked up around that area. God, that was fun.
Did you get Grandma a tree too?
Uh-huh.
She already have one?
Mm-hmm. That pickup could only hold like 3.
I wonder why, did Daddy say to take the pickup back, or what was it?
Yeah.
Why?
Because Phoebe needs it.
What's wrong with the car?
Oh, you didn't hear about it?
Uh-uh.
Oh, you did, about how the engine was on fire?
Uh-huh.
See, there's oil spilling out, leaking out from the valve cover.
Uh-huh.
The valve cover gasket apparently cracked or whatever, and there's oil coming out. The oil got hot, and you know how it gets hot and smokes?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess enough came out, because you're losing oil bad. Going from Bellings to Crow, there's a lot of smoke coming out, and by the time we got to Harden, we had to put like 3 or 4 quarts in.
Uh-huh.
I think it was 3. And by the time we got to Crow, it was 1 quart low, and there was smoke still coming from under the engine. I figured if it was losing that much oil, then it caught fire.
Because
the engine was hot, because there wasn't enough water in the radiator. I talked to Oscar about it, and he said, well, I checked, it was only about, I'd say, 1/2 to 1 quart short of water, but that shouldn't make any difference. He goes, the only thing I can think of is that there was an airlock in there, and that running the engine out on the open road caused that airlock to come through.
And it bust the gasket?
No. It would more or less, the engine wasn't being kept cool enough, because there wasn't enough fluid in the radiator. And you know how the radiator, the pipes goes to other parts of the engine?
Yeah. So what
it was some part
caused
in there.
The fire?
The engine being too hot and the oil leaking.
So he knew that the oil was leaking?
No. We knew we were losing oil, but we didn't know where. I just figured it was from that valve cover gasket. Just from lifting up the hood and looking at it.
So what's he gonna do?
Well, and 2 of those wires, the spark plug wires, were fried all the way through. So we took those off and we replaced them with some old ones out of the garage.
I knew that.
And it runs. It runs. There's enough radiator fluid in there, so that it will. It's enough. But I think running it out on the open road will cause it possibly to shoot more oil out. Mm-hmm. That valve cover gasket has to be replaced. Oh, I freed Cookie and Rita and Gary out tonight. Remember the plain feather clay pit? Where that red clay is?
Mm-hmm.
Right there. I saw my speedometer just go brrrr like that, just down. You know, and I knew exactly what it was. What I have to do is take off the distributor wire and splice it in with the fuel pump wire. Mm-hmm. Because my fuel pump is now electric, never used to be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean that ashtray. Or your light, I mean. Your light. It's behind the sewing machine. And sometimes it gets loose. And no more fuel.
Mm-hmm.
So I stopped the car and they said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Oh, I gotta tighten this wire here." So I had Cookie turn on the ignition and turn it off. So, because see, once you turn that key on, then you hear the fuel pump come on.
Mm-hmm.
And if the wire is not connected right, it doesn't come on.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that. And I lit a match to find out where I was. And after everything was hunky-dory, then I shut the hood and got back in. And I started up the engine. And both Gary and Rita were sitting on the edge of their seat. And I turned around and I looked and I said, "Did I scare you, kids?" They wouldn't say anything. Then Gary goes, "Yeah, I was scared." I freaked him out. I don't know. Then Daddy said something about the steering column on my car needing work.
Mm-hmm.
Said as long as I don't drive it fast, it should be all right. Oh man, I don't know. See, the thing about it is, if I go after Ken, I'm not really gonna have any money.
Mm-hmm.
To, you know, do things. I'm not saying I'm gonna pay for everything, but I don't want to be broke around him.
I know, that really sucks.
Because I want to at least be able to put gas in the car and do something.
I don't think it's such a good idea for you to go up there in the winter.
Yeah. I've been thinking about that.
We should all get some money together, and is there any way he could, like, meet us in Great Falls or something? Because I'd like to go up there and go to the Red Lobster.
Really?
Yeah. Because I've been just craving
seafood.
That's
the halfway point. He could do it.
Yeah.
I bet he could do it. When, though?
I don't know.
He goes back to school like the second.
Oh, shoot. Wasn't there any way, like, that we could just meet him up there and... maybe...
What, bring him down?
Bring him down, or... I don't want to take your car. I was going to ask you and Mom, too, if you could take care of Trace for a couple days next week.
Oh, what you got in mind?
I need to get caught up on my work.
Wednesday, I have an appointment at 9:30.
Mom's off, isn't she?
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, I think that would... I think that would work out. Like if she had to go shopping or something, maybe you could go with her and help her with him. And Mickey helps her with him a lot anyway.
Yeah. And then of course he adores me.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I was pregnant with Mickey. And Boots' little boy, he really liked me.
Mm-hmm.
When I was pregnant with her.
Mm-hmm.
You know how it is when we're pregnant, we get real sleepy.
Mm-hmm.
I'd fall asleep on the couch and he'd lay by me.
Mm-hmm.
He'd fall asleep with me. And I remember I woke up and here he was gone. His mother carried him in the other room.
Mm-hmm.
My God, that kind of pissed me off.
Was Nikki mad when Trace was a boy?
Kind of. She thinks I should have twins. Twin girls. But I don't think she'll realize the sibling rivalry. But I don't know. She's 6 years old now. And they say that if there's 6 years between children, there's not that much rivalry.
After four, there's almost none.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Four is ideal.
They're kind of in different worlds.
Yeah. Because, see, Trace will be, the next time I have a baby, Trace will probably be 3, 4.
Hmm.
That's when I'm gonna get this ship taken out. Tammy Cashin has one of these too.
What is it?
North Platte.
Oh, really?
Dion told me. Cause I asked him what his intentions were with her. So I told him I thought he was too young to be so involved.
Gwen was telling me that, did she talk to you lately?
Mm-mm.
They had a cyst on her ovary. And they had to go in and take it out.
Mm-hmm.
Take out that cyst.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really screwed up her,
menstrual
cycle. Her cycle, her hormones.
Uh-huh.
And they said that she might have to get pregnant again just to straighten it out. So, and then she goes, so tell Dion, and she really laughed. I don't know if Tammy would be too happy with that, though. It seems to me that she's trying to straighten herself out and pursue a family.
Tammy?
What do you think?
I don't know.
Or do you think it might be a matter of convenience?
I think it's a convenience for both of them.
Yeah.
It's also a convenience for Cookie.
Oh, yeah.